The Store Rewards Program. Do you have to be a member of everything now? It's pretty tough to shop anonymously today. I think Radio Shack started this back in the day by taking your phone number when you bought an RCA plug or something.
Can I have your phone number?
Why do you want my phone number?
I really need your phone number.
Okay, my phone number is 1-800. I mean, now it seems every single store has their own membership or rewards program. With a card you have to sign up for and show every single time you go. You know, to get points. Yippee! Then you end up looking through your wallet, can't find the card, so the cashier asks you for your phone number. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. If I say my phone number for others in the line to hear, I might get some psycho phone calls from people who like to call, breathe, and hang up. And then if you do sign up as a member, you get all the emails about deals for goods you probably would never buy in the first place. And then you have to unsubscribe, or just cancel the card once you get the first annual membership fee, which wipes out the discount you got the first time you signed up. Even gas stations are doing it now, but they put that comparison right on top of the pump for all the non-member losers to see. Look, you're paying 15 cents more a gallon because you're a loser. Kind of makes you feel that way, don't it? Every single time you walk up to the counter, the cashier is going to be like, are you a member? Do you want to be a member?
Are you a member?
Do you want to be a member?
Do you want to be a member?
Do you want to be a member?
You can save 20% on your purchase right now.
No, I don't want to be a member. Probably never going to go in again. The only store that doesn't do this, the dollar store. If 50 Cent, the rapper, walked into the dollar store, would he get a discount? I digress. Not too sure why they call it the dollar store, though, because not everything in the store is a dollar. Some things are more than a dollar. Really? I was in a department store, standing behind a guy who I could tell was old school. Opened his wallet, he had a driver's license, and cash. Cashier didn't pick up on this, and she asked him if he wanted to be a member. I thought he was gonna say, how dare you ask me if I want to be a member? Pick up the pen and stab her right in the eye, and walk out of there with the cashier lying on the ground, screaming in pain. He didn't, though. He aggressively declined, paid in cash, and walked out. He wants to be Mr. Anonymous, and I don't blame him. Go out, go shopping, and go home. And then they ask you that other question all the time.
Did you find everything okay? Did you find everything you need?
Yes, I found everything okay. I walked in the store all by myself, wealthy woo. I walked all around the store, picked up the stuff that I think I need, and I made it to the cashier to check out and buy the stuff without walking out of the store without paying for it so I don't get arrested.
Sound good? Let's move on. Now you can use an app at the drive-thru to save money. Sometimes the drive-thru attendant can't scan that Rorschach test-looking thing on your phone and takes the phone into the booth to type the coupon number as the other drivers wait patiently and the attendant swipes all your personal information, steals your identity, and takes all the money. The following week, you're living on a park bench with a newspaper as a blanket and a sign that reads, I don't know who I am or where my money went. Spare any change? All this to save $1.50 on an Egg McMuffin. Ugh. Maybe just pay cash and go home. You're already eating fast food, which is already cheap enough, don't you think? Besides, you can't tell me that all this angst at the checkout hasn't somehow played a role in making Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, the richest man in the world. Click and buy, cha-ching, cha-ching. And then the doorbell rings, or there's a knock at the door. You open the door, only to see the delivery truck drive away and leave a cardboard box on the porch. Yippee! And you never left the house. I'm close to 50 years on this earth, and I never thought to myself, I need to give this cashier all my personal information and hold up the line. No, I never thought that, and I'm just fine. Anyway, do yourselves a favor. Have the day you want to have.